that. Basically, yes, and here's, yes, so that everyone's on the same page.
I'd like to call us back into order. Are there any amendments to be proposed, any additional amendments to be proposed on ONCR 2507? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to offer an amendment. Page 1, line 33, insert the following paragraph. The Osage Nation has witnessed numerous actions negatively impacting tribal self-governance and our fundamental belief in a prosperous, abundant, and secure future for the citizens of the Osage Nation. Madam Speaker.
Proceed.
I'd like to offer a second amendment. Page 1, line 33, insert the following paragraph. The federal government, by communication through the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has stated their intent to close 25 Bureau of Indian Affairs offices throughout the United States. While 4 of these offices are in Oklahoma, the expertise at each of these offices impacts the services provided to us as citizens throughout the United States. Madam Speaker.
Continue, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to offer the third amendment. Page 2, line 59, insert the following paragraph. The Interior Department of the United States has dismissed approximately 2,300 employees. The relationship between the Department of Interior and the Osage Nation relies not only on a stable workforce in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, but a reliable workforce in Washington, D.C. Madam Speaker?
Yes, go ahead.
Offer a fourth amendment, page 2, line 59. As part of the reduction in force taking place at the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Indian Affairs lost 118 employees, and the Bureau of Indian Education within the Department of Interior lost 40 employees as of February 14th, 2025, as part of a large-scale layoff. Madam Speaker?
Yes, proceed.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Fifth Amendment, page 2, line 65, insert the following paragraph. The federal government has threatened to close the United States Department of Education, a department that houses the Office of Indian Education. Grants and federal funding from the office are utilized to serve Osage students nationwide. Threats such as these provide uncertainty to our students and unnecessarily jeopardize their academic career.
Continue, please.
Madam Speaker, Sixth Amendment. Page 2, line 65, insert the following paragraph. Reductions in force with respect to the wildland fire departments have left the Osage Nation vulnerable to destructive fires that impact the economy of northeastern Oklahoma. The Osage Nation relies on wildland fire crews for relief efforts during fire season to protect the Osage Nation reservation area. These unanticipated cuts threaten public safety, the land, and create a dangerous environment in which the Osage Nation Wildland Fire Department must operate. Madam Speaker?
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Page 2, line 65, insert the following paragraph. The federal government, through the Internal Revenue Service, has terminated nearly 50% of the employees in the Office of Indian Tribal Governments, impacting access by the Osage Nation Treasury officials to professionals who assist with tribal governance through governments throughout Indian country on matters of taxation and annual audits. Madam Speaker?
Yes, please proceed.
Amendment number 8 is page 2, line 72. Insert the following paragraph. Executive orders to establish English as the official language of the United States threaten, with historic arrogance, advancements made to preserve our Osage language. Grants and federal funding to assist with the preservation of our language, which was all but eradicated by policies of the federal government, are now threatened by actions of the federal government. Madam Speaker.
Proceed.
Amendment number 9, page 2, line 72. The Osage Nation has treaty rights, laws, and provisions that unequivocally serve Osage and Native students throughout the United States. We further recognize that many of these programs that fulfill these treaty obligations and legal protections are often housed at colleges and universities. These programs offer shelter and support to Osage students as they pursue their academic goals. Efforts to encourage Osage students to attend and benefit from the full university, college, or career tech experience should be applauded, not ended. Madam Speaker.
Proceed. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. 10th Amendment is page 2, line 72. Insert the following paragraph. The Osage Nation recognizes that this federal administration is only 6 weeks into its term of office, and there are likely going to be other detrimental initiatives that will require a response from us as the elected officials of the Osage people.
Thank you. Members, at this time, we will, without objection, take a short recess based on the number of amendments to give us time to take a look at them before we vote. We're now in recess. Thank you.
Madam Speaker.